our public session. So again, this is February 17th, 2022. It is 1 p.m. The board has met in executive session. We are back in public session. This meeting is being held via a Zoom video. Please make sure that you mute your mic through the Zoom or mute your phone if participating by phone. If you wish to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until it is resolved. Moving back into our public board meeting agenda, we're now to item 8, motions on cases heard in executive session. So we'll now hear motions.
This is Jason Robinson. I make a motion on case 21020 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0010-1.
I'm sorry, Jason, what case number? I thought you were going to go in order, so I missed the number.
21-020. It's first on my list. For Gary Homsley.
Okay, yeah, I'm only...
Sorry. I flipped the wrong page. Let me try this again. I make a motion for case 21-003 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0010. Prem 1, Prem B, do professional care.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Is there a further discussion by board members? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Those opposed? The motion is carried.
I make a motion for case 21-003 for sufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0030, Prem 1, and sufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0020, Prem 8, Prem B.
I'll second the motion.
Additional discussion from the board? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Did we get everybody in that? Those opposed? The motion is passed.
Just to clarify, that was two separate, so that's one thing, Jason, normally we would separate out if we're doing an insufficient one and a sufficient one. So if we're only finding in favor of sufficient evidence for the two OARs, and then there was one that was insufficient for one OAR, I just want to make sure we're clear here that that was, normally we would vote separately, just so that it's...
And so it was insufficient for the first one, and then it was sufficient evidence for the last
Okay.
two.
Okay.
So there's three total.
Okay, got it. Okay, just want to make sure we got it clear on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
That's really
okay
being on the wrong page. Okay, here we go. For the next case, I make a motion for case 21-017 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-010-0080, Prem 2, Prem E.
I'll second it.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, for a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed.
Nancy, for the record, Joe Sullivan was out of the range. I just let him back in.
Joe, are you there? think it's frozen on my screen. Let's just pause here for a minute. I don't think it's an issue with the motion passing. We just need to note that there were only 5 ayes because Joe wasn't in the room with us. Right, Andy. It looks like he's dropped off and is going to come back.
Yes, but I don't. Do we need? We might need to wait for him to come back so that we make sure we have everyone voting on the issues going forward.
He's trying again. Okay, can you hear me okay, Joe?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was having connection issues, so I'll send this on my phone, so I'm not reliant on Wi-Fi here.
Okay, and did you hear the last motion that we made?
No, I missed the last one. I heard the others.
Okay, we should be fine. We're fine. It's still passed. Yes, we can move on to the next. We'll just know that Joe was not a participant of that motion.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was on the other ones. I don't know if I was coming through or not.
Okay. All right, Jason.
Okay. Now on to page 2. For case 21-020, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0010-N1.
I'll second it.
Is there further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion has passed.
I make a motion in case 21-021 for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0010-N1.
I'll second it.
Further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Well, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion has passed.
I make a motion in case 21-022 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0020 Prem 8, Prem B.
I'll second the motion.
Is there further discussion? Okay, for a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion has passed.
I make a motion for case 21-023 for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020-5.
I'll second the motion.
Additional discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion has carried.
I make a motion for case 21-024 for sufficient evidence of ORS 673.160 Prem 1, Prem C.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion has passed. Okay. Consideration of the settlement agreement proposals in the case of 21-008.
We still have motions on the consent agendas recommended to close, please. Item 8A and 8B.
Oh, okay, sorry. Jason, do you want to make a motion for 8B?
Sure. For case 2020-RPT-002, I make a motion for closure of inquiry, no further action.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Or a vote to close the recording inquiry without further action, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is carried.
And Jason, for the other one, you can do them all as one.
Okay. I make a motion for inquiries 2021-INQ-034 and 039 and 040 for closing the inquiry with no further action.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote of agreement to close those without further inquiry, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion has carried. Okay, consideration of settlement agreements.
So three settlement proposals for investigation 21-008. This involved employing a lapsed licensee. The settlement was $1,500 penalty, $1,000 in costs, state $750 in penalties, and the $1,000 in costs for a net due of $750.
Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the settlement as presented for 21-008.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? For a vote to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
Next, for investigation 21-006, this involved not timely responding to board communications. So $1,500 penalties, $1,000 in costs, stay $500 in penalties, and $1,000 in costs for a net due of $1,000.
Is there a motion?
I make a motion for the acceptance of the settlement proposal as stated for settlement 21-006.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? For a vote to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
Next and finally, for investigation 21-007, this involved working with a lapsed license. $750 in penalties, $1,000 in costs, stay $250 in penalties, and $1,000 in costs for a net due amount of $500.
Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the settlement as presented for settlement 21-007.
I'll second it.
Further discussion? For a vote to accept the settlement agreement as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion has carried. So now brings us to our new business. The first item on there is appointment of the Laws and Rules Committee members. So there's been several versions out of a list of interested individuals in being on the committees as well as the board. And I've asked board staff to go back and add some data points We were all in agreement that we wanted to make sure that we have good representation on the board, as well as various committees for small firms, big firms, different industries and areas of expertise, tax and audit, and then just different industries in the sense of, you know, for-profit or government, publicly traded, food and egg, healthcare, you know, so whatever those industry groups are as well. And staff has taken the time to put some of that information together for us for our consideration. And so for the Laws and Rules Committee, just a question for clarification, but in our guidance, how many members on the Laws and Rules Committee do we need to have, or should we have?
I don't know if you're waiting for me, but I need to, I don't have that document with me, but I'm wondering if we, due to the issue of, you know, we might not necessarily be able to move forward right now with the Laws and Rules Committee, with the situation of the interim and executive director, do we want to appoint those members now, or do we want to?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because one of the things is I want to make sure that we are really taking the time to get a real diverse group on all of our committees and really take the time to go through this. I know that staff worked really hard to add those additional data points, but I know that for myself, I was kind of scrambling to take the time to identify what those parameters might be and how we might get big firms, small firms, different industry groups, areas of expertise on there. And so, if you're asking me, I would prefer to take a little bit more time. And also, to your point, Angie, adding on that we have an interim executive director, we may want to pause for a minute to take a little bit more time to do this. But how do other board members feel?
I agree with Angie.
Okay. Joe?
I agree. It makes sense to take more time.
And Stu?
Have to bring on a new executive director and then throw that in on the mix, I think it'll be rather difficult for him to get his arms around it. So I think we should wait.
Okay. Well.
Kind of, I'm in agreement. We should go ahead and delay it to.
Okay. Jason, did I call on you yet?
No, not yet. But I would agree with you too.
Okay, I think I hit all the board members on that, so we're just going to pause the appointment of the Laws and Rules Committee and take a little bit more time to go through those, including the other committee appointments. Cool. So I'm going to pop down to item 10C, which is the 2021 Q4 candidate statistics. This is information.
Oh, Nancy, just so quickly, that's with the appointment of the members to fill the vacancies for BOAC, QC, and PROC. I think we probably still need to fill those positions.
We do? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it's still the same question on there. So in the listing that we have for the BOAC, Raul has been our board liaison. And one of the things that we didn't have in front of us, just due to the time to put it together, is I'm not sure what the makeup of the BOAC is. So there's a list of interested parties to be on the BOAC, and the piece that I don't know is what is the makeup. So is there
Nancy? That's included on the document that I sent. The current BOAC is in gray, and the interested parties are in blue.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Angie, do we need to take a recommendation for individual persons on this, or just say whoever you think is good? What do we need to, how do we assess this piece?
We need to vote to approve the list and then allow board staff to pull from that list. Because I'm not sure, I guess I don't even know for sure at this point, like, have we confirmed with these people, like, they might have said that they were interested like a while ago, but maybe now is not a great time for them. So it's hard to, sorry, Jeremy, did you have something to say?
I was just going to say, I don't know that we have a current vacancy on the BOAC, but I know the last round of appointments that we made to fill that committee about half of the people that I contacted from a recent list of interest were not interested. So just from a practical standpoint, it would be easier to accomplish the task of filling the committees if we had, you know, just the list to work with instead of individual people to ask.
Okay, so can we approve the list with the understanding that the direction to staff is to work on making sure that we have fair representation on each of these committees for big firms, small firms, different industries, tax, audit, municipally licensed? Does that seem sufficient direction to staff? Yeah, they seem nodding.
Yeah, but I would also like to add that in addition to the technical expertise, I think that big firm, small firm, all of that is great. You know, geographically, I think that's important also. And, you know, any sort of ethnic, racial diversity that we can also achieve would be awesome as well. I do think that it would be nice. I'm wondering, I don't know how this has happened in the past, but by taking a look at the current makeup, do we... are there obvious holes that, you know, then kind of, which I suppose you're going to do, probably the board staff's going to do anyway, based on this direction. They're going to look and go, well, what do we already have represented? How do we fill something to make a little bit more well-rounded? Okay, never mind.
So, Angie, is this just a vote for the list of what they've submitted?
Correct, yes.
And I guess the only other thing that I'd throw out before we take a vote on that is that one of the categories is whether or not the individual has had a previous disciplinary action. Does that matter to the board members for someone serving on a committee?
For me, it's not a non-starter, that's for sure. I think that stuff happens sometimes, and I don't think that it makes you... someone who doesn't have a valid opinion and good insight into our profession. I think that that's something to consider, and the, you know, the severity of what happened and all of that is very subjective. But to me, it's just because they had something that is not a non-starter, at least for me.
I would agree somewhat to that, Haley, except for, like, I would say three strikes and you're out. If you've been in violation three times for the same thing, I think that would be a non-starter for me.
Are you counting those in which there was insufficient evidence?
Not only where there was a disciplinary action.
Okay.
No. Correct.
Any other thoughts on that? Okay, so Andrew, this is just a motion to accept the list as presented with the direction that we've given to staff, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Jason, is there a motion?
Yes, I make a motion to accept the list as presented for consideration by staff to fill the board vacancies or the committee vacancies as necessary.
I'll second it.
Do we need any further discussion on that? Okay, for a vote of yes to accept the list as presented, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, motion has carried. The next item is the 2021 Q4 candidate statistics. This was information only. Thought it was very interesting, the pass rate, about just a little over 50%, and the number of individuals who passed their quota section. Did anybody else have any questions or comments on the information? Okay, hearing none, that moves us to item 10D, the debt collection policy, which we've received guidance on. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the debt collection policy as presented.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion needed? For a vote to accept the debt collection policy as presented, state aye. Aye.
Okay, aye.
Those opposed? Motion has carried. Okay, item 10E was already resolved. We're down to item 10F, on the executive director recruitment and appointment. We have more discussion and any public comment. Angie, do you need to lead us off on this discussion?
Basically to allow the public to have any sort of comment on the documents that were presented as they were on the board website about basically the recruitment plan going forward on how to obtain a new executive director. So if there's any public comment on that, we would be open to hearing that.
Yeah, looking around the room, and I don't see any hands raised.
So now, at this point, we should probably discuss that recruitment. Basically, where we're at right now is that we're in sort of step one of looking at the notice that was issued. The recruitment. I'm so stuck in contested case land. I can't get the right words for non-contested case world. Basically, looking at what we posted for the recruitment, the actual advertisement that was issued. That's the word. And then to look at our process going forward. So at this point, is the board interested in either doing the interviews, the board themselves, or is the board interested in appointing a subcommittee to do the initial interviews and have a subcommittee bring the final candidates to the overall board for consideration? How would the board like to proceed around that issue?
That a subcommittee would probably be the most efficient use of time and resources.
Do we make a motion on this, Angie?
Yeah, once we've heard from some other board members about whether or how they feel about going either way.
So Roll, we'll just call Roll.
I'm in favor of a subcommittee.
Okay, Joe Sullivan?
Yeah, I agree. A subcommittee makes the most sense, and I think that, expanding that, it includes board members, but also gives us the opportunity to include some non-board members, other stakeholders that could play a part in selecting that next executive director.
Thank you, Joe. Stu?
Do it in a smaller group so that we can get more efficient use of our time. And this time of the year is a difficult time for many of us. So for all of us to gather would be, I'm sure, unproductive.
Okay, thank you, Stu. Jason, do you want to make any comments? I think you're the only one I haven't heard from.
I agree with Joe's assessment. It's amazing.
Okay.
So, and one other just sort of like thing before we move into some motions around this issue is that there will need to be a second board meeting where this will also be discussed. So if anyone from the public has additional comments, they can also be brought at that time. At the next board meeting, we'll have to schedule a special meeting that will be, hopefully short in length where we can review, the committee, possible committee members, and we'll vote to appoint those committee members at that time. And then also, if anybody has any additional comments about the recruitment process for the public, you'd be more than welcome to make those again at that second meeting. So today we are just moving to basically start the process about moving forward about appointing the executive or the hiring process to appoint the executive director. We're sort of moving forward on that, and then there'll be a second meeting where we come and adopt everything final after that. So
okay, so Andrew, just to confirm, our first motion would be to initiate the hiring process. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion to initiate the hiring process?
I make a motion to initiate the hiring process as presented today.
So Stu, I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? For a motion to move forward with initiating the hiring process as presented, state aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion has carried. Okay, we also need to take a motion to approve the position description and position announcement. You should have all received the announcement itself, and then the review and revision of the position description has also already been completed. So would there be a motion to accept those two items?
I
I make a motion to accept the position description and the announcement as presented.
I'll second it.
Is there further discussion? For a vote of yes to approve the position description and position announcement, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion has passed. We also need to look at approving the recruitment advertising costs. And I just want to add some information here. I've been working with Amber Daniels quite extensively from DAS HR to determine where all we could and should post this recruitment. We would like to have be very active and get the announcement out to as many venues as possible. Some of those locations include just beyond the state of Oregon job site. We discussed posting the recruitment with the GFOA, the Government Finance Officers Association, the Oregon Society of CPAs, as well as the TSCC. The TSCC is the Tax Supervising Conservation Committee. I don't know how many of you are familiar with that, but up in the Portland region, the TSCC is responsible for the monitoring of all governmental entities with their compliance with Oregon budget law and municipal law there. And they come out with a weekly newsletter that has all of the news and information happening in the Tri-County area. They also accept postings of job openings. So that was another area that we were posting on. So we had quite a discussion about those opportunities to get the word out. And so the motion, that's just kind of the background of it. But there would be a motion to approve the recruitment advertising costs.
Nancy, I make a motion to approve the advertising costs.
This is Stephen, I'll second.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Okay. For a vote of yes to approve the recruitment advertising costs, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion has carried. And Angie, I just want to make sure that so the selection of the committee. We would do that at the next meeting, or do we do this at this meeting?
We would do that at the next meeting.
Okay, so that gives me time to reach out to other parties. Okay,
great.
Okay. That concludes item 10. The next item is the report of the chair. So, since our last board meeting that we had on January 28th, I had to make a decision about the offboarding of the prior executive director, Kimberly Fass. And in that, one of the decisions that came up was whether to allow for her to vacation out until she got to that point when she could cash out her vacation. And given her longevity with the Board of Accountancy, I felt that that was a prudent decision to go ahead and allow for that. But wanted to bring that before the board members and ask for your ratification of that decision by a motion to accept her to vacation out. Would there be a motion?
I make a motion to allow our past executive director to vacation out to be able to proceed with cashing out notice for vacation.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? For a vote of agreement with allowing her to vacation out, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is carried. I have no further matters for you, so we're going to move on to the report of the Vice Chair, Joe Sullivan.
Thanks, Nancy. No matters to discuss at this time. Thank you.
A report of the Treasurer, Jason Robinson.
Hope you guys had a chance to look at the projections and actual expenditures. If you have, and that's the bottom line, we're definitely under budget, so we're doing well.
So any questions for Jason? Okay. Moving on to item 14, the old business, and that's the 2022 meeting calendar. As you know, Julie sent out a doodle to see what your availability is in the month of June, because our original date of June 9th is the same date as the NASA regional meeting, in which we need board members to participate in the NASA meeting. We need to make sure there's not a conflict there. So thank you for your adjustments on that. But Julie, could you tell me what date we actually ended up settling on?
It is, one moment, June 23rd. I also, while I have a moment, Dan Dunn, our accountant, is also joining this call. I don't know if you had things you wanted to say about the budget on the last item.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. I wasn't sure what exactly I was needed for, but yeah, kind of like Jason said, everything is well under budget. It's really a good time for the agency to move forward with any projects that you guys have on the back burner. I know some things that are even included in these under budget projections. You've got the IT project coming with your online licensing system. And the revenue has continued to come in fairly strong. I'm just kind of looking at it year to date, the July to December 21, is up like 24% when compared to 10 months over 2020. And the big cost drivers for why we're seeing such a surplus in the budget is your vacancies, that you've got some vacancies, and then you're going to get some more funds back with this board. The director with him. And then the other big one is the AG costs. In the past, you guys were paying a quarterly fixed cost to DOJ, and that's changed to a monthly variable cost based on activity, and that's caused a bunch of savings. So, yeah, really under budgeted move forward with any projects you've got. The other thing I just wanted to mention is the cash balance, of course, as I'm sure you guys know, is very solid, very strong, almost in a way at risk of a cash sweep. I'm not sure how familiar you are with that, but sometimes generally only happens in a poor economic situation, but the legislature will sweep the cash, throw it into the general fund. So again, it's the perfect time if you guys have projects to jump on and take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. We definitely need to finish our online licensing and that entire project. So we look forward to having that move forward once we have a permanent executive director in place. It doesn't mean that if it can sit and not have any progress between now and then, but I would expect more momentum once we have our permanent executive director.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
So thank you, Dan, and I apologize for not recognizing you. You were a
guest. Thank you. Yeah, I've been your accountant this by now. You guys ever have specific questions about the protection, where those numbers are coming from, and why not?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all your hard work, Dan. Really appreciate it,
Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody else have any questions for Dan? Okay. Moving on then, the Complaints Committee, the BOAC meeting summary of January 6, 2022. Tanya.
We don't really have any comments unless anybody has any questions for us.
Okay. Hearing none, Qualifications Committee meeting of January 26.
They did a great job. They're putting together some information to bring forward to us. I'll wait for that to come through in a letter. Like usual, the qualifications committee, excellent at the reviews for our upcoming CPAs. So I really appreciate their hard work and diligence in reviewing those applications.
Any questions for Jason? Our next item on the list is a ratification request. Before we dive into that, I just wanted to really quick, I keep meaning to bring this up with the board members, but as a board member, and with Amber here, she can maybe comment on it as well, but as a board member, we are allowed to have a state email address so that the emails corresponding to board business doesn't go to your work address and fill up your work email. And so with the events in the last few weeks, I've asked that Amber help me in setting up such an email address. I just want to make sure that all board members understand that that is an option for them, and if that is something that you would like to have set up so that you can keep your work separate from the board business, I would ask you to reach out to Jason Barbie to help us solidify that and get that all resolved. So I'll just fill that out there. Okay, item 18, ratification request for the CPA certificates and permits.
I make a motion to certify the CPA certifications and permits as presented.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? For a vote to accept the CPA certificates and permits as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, the motion is passed. Firm registrations?
I make a motion to accept the firm registrations as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? For a vote to, in agreement with the firm registrations as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried.
I make a motion to accept the industry certification permits as presented.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? For a vote to accept the industry certificates and permits as presented, state aye.
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 Motion is carried.
Are we supposed to ask if there's any opposed?
Oh, is there any opposed? Sorry. Any of those opposed? Motion is carried.
Awesome. Okay, I make a motion to accept the admission to the municipal rosters as presented.
I'll second it.
Is there any other discussion? For a vote in favor to accept the admission to the municipal roster, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is carried.
Nancy, I just wanted to say, with setting up the meeting, the next meeting to discuss the hiring issue, does anybody have anything that's totally off the table in the next couple weeks? But I can have Julie just do a doodle if that's easier, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows it. It doesn't need to be very long. I can't imagine it taking more than half an hour to an hour.
I mean, I would accept a doodle poll because I have so many meetings. It would be easier for me to list the times I'm available than not. But
okay, yeah, but we'll go forward with that.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, same here.
Yeah, same with me. So great. Okay, so as a reminder, our next meeting is going to be June 23rd. So thank you everyone for participating today, and we'll see you.
That's going to be the next regularly scheduled board meeting, but there'll be some others. Yeah.
Yes. Aside from the executive director recruitment, our next official board meeting is June 23rd. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Nancy.
Have a good one.